Bar Chat.
British Bar Chat.
So, I decided to come off Facebook the other day. I was spending too much time on it. It's just ridiculous. I was like, you know, I signed up because I just recently I went to a school reunion, so I was like really into seeing my old mates and everything.
Yeah.
So I signed up, and but it's like really addictive. I was like, all you know, I was supposed to be working, you know, from my boss, and it was like, you know, every 5 minutes I was going online to see if anyone responded to my, you know, messages and things like that.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I mean, I was really into my Facebook when I first joined Facebook, and I used to spend hours on it, hours and hours, you know, chatting with your friends, doing all these activities and quizzes and things like that.
Yeah, it's really addictive, yeah. I mean, but, you know, it was good because I was speaking to a load of people, but a load of strangers, because, you know, people who I hadn't seen for like 25 years, and I probably wasn't really that friends with them before, but they were like sending me these emails, like, oh, I'll be here for you.
It can be a bit embarrassing, can't it? Sometimes, you know, people who, you think, was I really friends with that person? Or, you know, were they more of a friend, an acquaintance? And you feel like you're rude if you don't reply to them, but...
Yeah, I was even like talking to people I probably didn't even like at the time. You know, like, I know there's a girl called Flea, and she was like a punky girl, she had pink hair and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I was ended up having, like, sending emails to her, and I was thinking, why am I talking to her? I didn't even like her when she was at school, but anyway, it's strange.